Let's talk about some of the TV specials that are out there. Our question of the day has to do with that up on our Facebook page. What is the TV Christmas special that you have to see each year, or it's just not Christmas? And Angie, what are most people saying on this right now?
Lots of people are saying Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And listen, if you've even listened to our show one day, you know we love Christmas Vacation. We're even quoting it in the summertime. Like, that is collectively our movie. Also on here repeatedly is Elf, Muppet's Christmas Carol is on there. Christmas Story, you'll shoot your eye out.
You shoot your eye out, kid.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on there.
Carrie, don't you have a story about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Okay, you guys, I got to tell you, this blew my mind.
I'm dying to hear this.
Saturday night. Okay, first of all, let me go back. The three of us have been watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer since we were children.
Right.
And we can quote every line. We know everything that happens in the order it happens. We can sing the songs, etc. So Saturday night, I'm flipping channels, and every one of my most favorite Christmas shows is on some different channel.
At the same time,
right? At the same time.
I saw that too.
Christmas Vacation and Home Alone and even Die Hard was on. And then I flip channels and I go to Freeform, which is this an ABC-based cable channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I'm like, whoa. So I stopped on that. I said, hold the presses. I'm watching this. And then I saw this.
That's my boy. Now, you see how it's done? Wahoo! Peppermint! What I've been searching for all my life! I've struck it rich! I've got me a peppermint mine! Wahoo!
Wow!
In the history of you watching that show, have you ever seeing Yukon Cornelius talk about a peppermint mine?
No.
Okay. That was in the Rudolph show that I watched on Saturday night. I was watching it and I thought, wait a minute, have I been going to the bathroom at the same time for the last 40 years watching this show and missing this segment?
No.
So I get online and I Google it. And you know what I found out? It's a deleted scene. Now, why the Freeform version had it in there on Saturday night, I don't know. I don't know what version of Rudolph they're showing, but clearly it's this old one. So here's what happened. You know the Island of Misfit Toys?
Yes.
Well, people saw a preview of Rudolph when they first made it, and they were disappointed that they didn't get to see Santa fulfill his wish to go get all the toys from the Island of Misfit Toys. They wanted to actually see that.
Oh, okay.
In the show. It was not originally written into the script. This peppermint mine scene was. So when they found out that people were kind of miffed that they didn't get to see Santa picking up those Misfit toys, they took the peppermint mine scene out and put that last scene in where he lands on the Island of Misfit Toys. They put that scene in.
This is amazing.
I never heard of this.
My mind was blown. I got on the phone. I literally was texting people. Wait a minute. Have you ever heard of Yukon talking about a peppermint mine? And everybody was like, no, what's going on? I mean, it totally blew my mind. So yeah, they opted instead to put the Island of Misfit Toys in at the end. You know where Rudolph comes and they all hop
into
the sleigh?
Yeah, they all hop in the sleigh.
But they didn't have time to put both scenes in, so they took out the peppermint mill one.
So
peppermint mine.
Yeah, so they must have done focus groups after it was done, and that's probably what happened.
People didn't like the fact that they didn't get to see the toys finding homes.
Wow, that's an amazing.
That is awesome.
But I'm kind of even blown away that Freeform would air that version.
Maybe it was a special, maybe at the beginning or something, never before seen footage.
Well, that's true, because I did miss the beginning. I only came in at the end.
Very good. Now everybody can tell their coworkers that story today, right?
Wake it up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.